Il-program li ser tisimgħu huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.
This is Patricia Camilleri, welcoming you to University Matters on Campus FM. In this series, together, we shall continue to discover more about the work of the university's academics and about the many activities that will be taking place on campus over the next year. I'd like to welcome listeners to today's University Matters on Campus FM. The program, as you know, is usually about university research, and I interview many of our academics and they talk about their projects. But today is going to be just slightly different. We'll be discussing the event that's coming up next weekend called Discover University. I'm sure you've probably seen billboards about it and articles in the newspaper and photographs, so you'll probably know something about it already, but we'd like to give you a bit of detail. This is an annual event, and I think this is coming up to our fourth year, and the logistics behind it come from my particular team, the Communications and Alumni Relations Office, which deals, as the name suggests, with communications, internal communications. We deal with the website, we deal with events, we deal with the media, and we also cover alumni matters and relations. But on this occasion, we're all behind this event, which is coming up on Saturday. There's going to be a concert, which we'll be hearing about, on Sunday, which is the open day, open to absolutely everybody to come on campus and discover the activities that are going on. And then during the week, secondary schools are invited to attend, bring thousands of children, come on campus and attend our various activities. We can start off with an overall description of the event. And perhaps one should start off by saying that this year, the overall theme is going to be Science 100. And this is because the Faculty of Science is starting its celebration of being a faculty, an individual faculty of the university now for 100 years. So pretty good history. And I'm absolutely delighted that we have with us today the Dean of the Faculty of Science, Professor Charles Sammut. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about how the Faculty of Science actually came to be, a bit its genesis, and a little bit about its history, and then also what you're going to be doing during this event, Discover University.
Well, thank you very much, Tricia, for inviting me over. It's my pleasure indeed to be dean during this crucial time of the faculty. So, yes, I'm indeed proud of this. Actually, the first meeting of the Faculty Board of Science took place on the 17th of September 1915 and was chaired by Professor Sir Temis Amit, who later became rector. Since that day, of course, lots of things have changed, but the faculty has really blossomed in the past 10 years or so. We've had a great influx of new laboratories and equipment, and also research has been increasing at an exponential rate, research output, I mean. And this is mainly thanks to European Regional Development Funds, and we were kept ourselves very busy writing proposals and managing projects.
It can be quite complicated and time-consuming, but worth it in the end.
I can assure you it is extremely time-consuming and worrying. But this has meant that there is now a very marked increased presence of researchers of this faculty in the international scene as well, and the research output is being recognized.
And you have several departments in...
Yes, currently the Faculty of Science consists of five departments. There's the Department of Biology, Department of Chemistry, my department, which is Physics, Department of Mathematics, and the Department of Statistics and Operational Research. And we have got together and prepared a very interesting and intensive program of events for the general public, and especially for school children and of all ages. And these activities range from hands-on to demonstrations to talks to competitions, etc. As you said, we will be launching officially the logo, our logo for the next couple of years, which is, as you mentioned, Science 100. And it was unofficially launched, I think, during Science in the City, because we already had some balloons printed, etc. But we have more merchandising that will be on sale and also up for winning in the competitions. I will describe what I mean in a minute. We start on the activities on the 26th October, which is Sunday. As you mentioned, it's going to be a family day. So all these activities we have are going to be open for all. So we will start with demonstrations on what is science and what can it teach us about the world. And most of these presentations and demonstrations will be given by research students and by also some members of the academic staff. And then we'll have an interesting demonstration called From Breaking Bad to Breaking Everything, which will be some interesting, quite attractive experiments in chemistry, let's say that. We have a botanical tour around the university.
I really always look forward to that one. I'm going to try if I have time to tag along with that one, because the campus is really a fascinating botanical area, isn't
Indeed, it? Indeed, yes. Then there's a repeat of what is science, etc. So some of these talks will be repeated even during the week. And again, another demonstration from Breaking Bad to Breaking Everything. And then there's an interesting event. It's called DIY Science, which is a hands-on experience, which is going to be managed by S-Cubed, which is the Science Student Society, which is one of the pillars of the faculty, a very important organization.
In fact, they're really an enthusiastic
very, very
group.
Enthusiastic
they're wonderful.
Group. Hats off to them. Mm-hmm. Then during the week, we have some repetitions of these talks. These will be for organized groups. It's good to say that most places have been taken. There are some spaces left available on first-come, first-served. People should go to the website or to Facebook page, yes, for the Discover University and follow the information from there. Or call your office, communications office, to
Yes, we'll give instructions at the end of the program for that.
So we're going to have then some tours, scientists in training, a talk by S-Cubed again. We have an interesting array of things that will be in charge of the different departments and the research groups and units within the faculty. We have a very interesting demonstration by the Seismic Monitoring and Research Unit, which is in my department, physics. It's called Quakes and Shakes. A talk and demonstrations by biology department, and these will be repeated every day from Monday to Friday. Then we have an interesting demonstration and talk, actually, by my research group, which is the electromagnetics research group. It's called Cooking Tumors Inside You. This is interesting. It's an interesting way of using microwave ovens in a different way. Anyhow, so then another repeat of the Breaking Bad and Breaking Everything by James Charlow. Then there's a group of Professor Joseph Grima, which is the Oxetics group, also the Metamaterials unit. They will be having a talk on the more you stretch them, the fatter they become. It's interesting, some interesting ideas about what they're doing in their research group. Then there are repetitions of what is science and the previous talks on the following days. And on Thursday and Friday, there's the Discover Science faculty tour by S-Cubed again, which will be repeated again on the following day on Friday. And then there's another talk, repeat talks as of what I mentioned before from the research groups. Now, something very very interesting that that the mathematics department is holding is that there will be a daily competition, mathematics competition. So people, there will be forms that people can collect in the stand, which is the marquee, and they will be given a question that is mathematically based, and some interesting questions that can be answered by people, by students mainly. And so they fill in this form, put the name, contact details, and the first correct answer we pull out from the box, the winner will be the winner and will be given a pack of a merchandising pack of the faculty that consists of a mug and other USB sticks and stuff like that. And that will be interesting, carrying our logo, of course.
Something for them to remember the occasion by.
Yes, so this will start on Sunday and the last one will be on Friday. And the winners will be contacted by phone or email or by post. Also, we are having talks outside of the tent by the mathematics department. On Monday, Professor Lowry will hold a talk called "Are Lotteries a Tax on Innumeracy?" So this will focus on the probabilities of making a win when playing the lottery, and I hope it will be a very good lesson for the future. Then on Tuesday, there's a talk by Professor Karen Miga called "Latin Squares on How to Use Maths to Test Video Games." And this will be repeated on Thursday. Professor Lowry's talk will be repeated on Wednesday, and information will be given on the venues, etc., and how to book.
That's all on the website, yeah.
Yes, it's all on the website. On Friday, Dr. Peter Bodge will give a talk entitled "From the Art of Counting to the Art of Colouring." The Department of Statistics and Operations Research will be giving talks on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday by different members of that department.
That sounds like quite a program.
It is quite a program. It is a special program. This will be the start of the year running up to the 17th of September of 2015, which will be
the big day.
And we will be having also activities for the throughout the following year. It's good to say that we are going to have, throughout this year and the next year, we're going to have many speakers from abroad, including very prominent speakers. I also thank some of the embassies who have expressed interest in giving us support. I mentioned specifically the US Embassy and the Russian Cultural Institute, and also the French Embassy, and I hope there will be more coming along. They are sort of on board and ready to provide support in getting prominent scientists from their country over to here. Well, we've already done this in the case of the launching of the new institute, which is the Institute of Space Sciences and Astronomy. Also, I forgot to mention, there's a talk by members of that institute on Wednesday between 11:15 and 11:30. It's called "Space, What's Malta Doing Up There?" So
good. Well, lots of things to look forward to.
Yes.
Not only at Discover University on Sunday and during the week, but also for the following year.
Yes, I would advise the general public to keep watch on us. We're going to be having some activities, including some surprises, especially on the 17th of September, 2015. Sorry, but my lips are sealed.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much for telling us about that. Now we're going to have to do, we will do a whistle-stop tour around the rest of Sunday. I'll introduce my colleagues as they speak. And I'm turning to Angela Schwereb right now just to tell us about a few of the things that are happening on Sunday.
We're starting off with a sports event. There's going to be a football tournament, a five-a-side tournament, and then a fun run for young and adults, for children and for adults.
You can even dress up.
Yes, because during the relay race you can dress up.
And there's a prize for the best costume.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes. The sports, the university, Malta University Sports Club is going to participate as well. So they're coming, they're going to have this games and a handball practice, and that will be on Sunday too. The Institute for Physical Education and Sports will bring over the students. They're going to rope in their students and bring them along to do some training on frisbee and basketball.
Which I'm sure the general public will be able to participate in as well.
And another two associations, student associations, the Malta Medical Student Association and the Malta Health Students Association will then have a tug of war, and that will be, I think, at 1 o'clock.
All these things that we're going to be talking about can be found on the website, mm-hmm. which is www.um.edu.mt/discoveruniversity. And there's the program, full program there, just so that everybody knows. And Laura, Ms. Bonich is going to tell us something about some other activities on Sunday.
Yes, during the day, throughout the day on Sunday 26th, from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, there's an exhibition by the Faculty of Science, by the Faculty of Medicine and Surgery. It's called Body Parts. It's a small exhibition of teaching specimens made by the University of Malta Anatomy Department to teach anatomy to medical students. These specimens are made by plastinating, that is, converting into plastic, real specimens of the human body after preservation. So as such, they can therefore be examined quite harmlessly by the public and can be used for public health education. There are going to be a few other specimens as well displayed, including a silicone cast of the lungs. So anyone interested in biology, in human biology, would want to see that.
Mm.
In the tent as well, there's going to be the Malta Medical Students Association. It's an association that's very active. They're going to hold health checks, including blood pressure, blood glucose, and BMI. And they're going to hold a couple of experiments as well. For example, the blood pressure experiment will entail a student who will be checked before and after exercise. The experiment will be held every 30 minutes or so, and while the experiment is going on, another student will give an explanation of what is going on and why such changes occur. There's going to be the beat the burn experiment, which is basically using UV bead bracelets, and these bracelets turn to a different color through the strong UV rays. There's also going to be a kids area. There's going to be a teddy bear hospital, which sounds very exciting. And children will be given information about healthy eating and more. In another zone, there's going to be the program in the liberal arts and sciences, where they're going to give information about the courses, which are an excellent opportunity for personal growth and professional development. These are different. It's a different type of studying. It's a cross-disciplinary program which enables participants to study at their own pace by allowing them to apply for any and as many units as they wish and to choose their own topics.
And it's actually been very popular, over
200 participants already, and they're already promoting the next intake course. The Edward de Bono Institute is going to hold some fun brain training. People can come along and discover how easy it is to improve everyday creativity. This stand, again, will be open throughout the day, and the activities have been planned with different age groups in mind. We're also going to have an exhibition of the ancient shipwreck mentioned recently.
I'm really looking forward to that one, yes.
That was in the news recently. Academics will share their research on the project. Then the takeoff will be having a number of activities centered around entrepreneurship and business incubation. For example, they have starting a successful technology business while studying. Being a student at university gives you a breadth of transferable skills together with specialized skills in your area. With a little bit of time management and vision, one can use this time to start building a technology business on the side. And in this session, they highlight what to expect, common mistakes to avoid, and they share their tips to succeed. There's also a session called Discover Early Stage Investing. Learn more about Go Beyond and our innovative way of investing. This is going to be held in the events room in the Center for Entrepreneurship and Business Incubation.
And we'll have people on campus able to take people around. Students will be there to direct people to the places where these things are happening.
Exactly. They also have another session called Need Some Help to Get a Business Idea Off the Ground. The Takeoff Program delivers a tailored package of benefits and guidance to help transform ideas into market and investor-ready ventures. Over there you can hear how this can help you at any stage of the development of your idea.
So anybody who has an idea, who wants to discuss things with the professionals, can actually come on Sunday
and participate,
in this. Before we go on with other things that are happening, I'd like to bring in the Saturday concert, because I think that's going to be a great occasion. Daphne de Guara is going to tell us about that.
Great things are being planned for that. It's being organized by the trumpeter Kevin Abela and the Brass House Unit, and quite a band and a few singers, and he's going to take us on a journey. In fact, the title is Groovy Tunes, The Journey. And starting off from the soul of the 60s up to the groovy tunes of today, including James Brown, The Monkees, Aretha Franklin, and then going on to more modern people, more modern artists like Corona Zucchero, Bruno Mars, Daft Punk, you know, really today. It's going to be about 90 minutes long in the Sertemisa Meat Hall, starting off at 8:30 on Saturday evening. Entrance is free. However, since the seats are limited, they are on a first-served basis, and people need to
booking is
book.
Essential.
Yes,
we have to make that very clear, because otherwise we'll have a problem.
So it's going to be very much fun, and they're planning big things with light, and I'm not going to give
too much out of the bag.
But anyway, come and see for yourselves.
Our last concert had people dancing in the aisle.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm quite sure that's going to happen again. Perhaps we can pass back to Monica Farrugia, who is going to be telling us a few more things about Sunday and also a little bit about the logistics and how things happen during the week.
Yes, in fact, on Sunday, various buildings will be open and we will be organizing campus tours. So it will be interesting for those who aren't at university to have a look around and see what buildings are open. One of these buildings is actually the library. So besides the general tours, we will also have library tours. And the library will also organize a meet the author session, as well as a bake sale. A very interesting activity is organized by the Department of History within the Faculty of Arts. It's called Fight Like a Knight. There will be sword replicas, and besides demonstrations, the public can actually sword fight, so that is very, very interesting. Faculty of ICT will be organizing several activities for children, and there will be an area on the quadrangle which is dedicated to digital games. They've got several games organized, and the public can attend. And next to digital games, we have a racing car that was actually built by the students of the Faculty of Engineering, and this year they participated in a race in Parma, Italy. So they will have the racing car on display, and they will even drive it around a bit on the quadrangle as well.
They're going to try and do that. But you can actually get in the racing car, put on the helmet, and really look the part and have your photo taken.
Yes, so that's it.
That should be fun. And we should say also that the car is a collaboration of a group, a racing group. So it's the engineering students, as one might imagine, but also other students who participate, because there has to be a business plan, so you have to have famous students and this sort of thing. So it's a very nice example of collaboration between various areas of the university. And also in the tent there'll be a video showing their actual race when they were in Parma.
Yes. And finally, I wanted to mention that there's going to be an exhibition at the Faculty for the Built Environment. So that is very important. We do suggest that people go to the faculty for the built environment and have a look over there.
Yes, and as I say, we're going to have people actually available,
yes,
so that they can be taken to these places around campus. And then during the week, I think obviously this is something that has to be booked and is quite sort of organized. The teachers can approach us on comms@um.edu.mt and ask us, after they've gone on the website to see the program, if their students can be accommodated. But actually, it's quite a logistical challenge, shall we say? So perhaps you can describe how that's done.
Yes, well, at the moment, a lot of activities are fully booked. So for those who are interested to attend during the week, it's very important that they contact us as soon as possible, since a lot of the events aren't available at the time being. For Sunday, no bookings are required, so that's good. So
All are welcome at any time.
However, for during the week, it's important that they contact us and let us know their availability as well as the students' interests, mm-hmm, so we can try to arrange something.
And the students will also be able to go into the big marquee, go into the Faculty of Science area in the marquee, have a look around, see what's going on. There'll be things going on tables and little experiments and things, so everybody will be able to get a taste of the Faculty of Science as well. I think it's important also to say that the canteen is open all day on Sunday, so you can come from the morning and have your lunch and stay on till the afternoon, so you won't get hungry or thirsty. Of course, we must definitely mention the concert by the University of Malta's wonderful wind ensemble under the direction of Dr. Philip Chantar, which will be held at 11 o'clock in the Big Marquee. Is there something, I'm asking my colleagues, if there's something we've missed out that we should have said?
I just wanted to point out that as regards to parking, it won't be a problem because the large car park, which is Car Park 6, will be open and you can park over there.
Yes, absolutely. And the entrance from the MD side of the main entrance of the university, so parking on this occasion, normally we talk about problems of parking on campus, but on Sunday certainly there'll be no issue of that. So do book up, everybody, for the fun run and for the relay, and come and enjoy the Faculty of Science and all the other things that Discover University has to offer on Sunday, 26th October 2014. Thank you very, very much. Thank you to all my colleagues and to the Dean for being here.
You've been listening to University Matters on Campus FM. Do join me again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.